It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Nearly all the NATO allies have had fierce internal debates about their mission in Afghanistan. In the Netherlands over the weekend, that issue brought down the government. The ruling coalition collapsed in a bitter dispute over whether to extend the deployment in Afghanistan, where 21 Dutch soldiers have died. And that means Dutch troops will begin leaving Afghanistan this summer. From Amsterdam, NPR's Eric Westervelt has more.
The Dutch political crisis is a domestic quarrel with international implications. For months, the fragile coalition between the center-right Christian Democrats and the leftist Labour Party bogged down in squabbles over the budget, an Iraq war inquiry, and other issues. The Afghanistan deployment was the final straw. The Labour Party withdrew from the coalition over the weekend, accusing the Prime Minister of reneging on a pledge to withdraw the Netherlands' nearly 2,000 soldiers by August. NATO commanders had urged Prime Minister Jan-Peter Balkenende to extend the mission. He had argued in favor of doing that in some form. But Frans Timmermans of the Labour Party told Radio Netherlands his group would keep its promise to Dutch voters.
When we extended it 2 years ago, we made a very, very specific provision that under all circumstances the mission would end in 2010.
The current government will continue in a caretaker mode until new elections are held in May. On Sunday, Balkenende said Dutch soldiers will now start to return home from Afghanistan by August and be completely out by the end of the year. Polls show that will please a majority of Dutch voters who've grown tired of what they see as America's war, says Professor Laurel Horn of Amsterdam's Free University.
There is an element of disillusionment of, you know, will this let the U.S. do their war, because we have fought enough, we have incurred enough casualties, we have done our share, so let now other people take over.
The Netherlands is among the top 10 contributing nations to NATO's Afghanistan mission. The Dutch pullout comes as the U.S. has significantly upped its military commitment and urged NATO allies to do the same. Vice President Joe Biden reportedly called the Dutch Prime Minister to lobby for a troop extension. Edwin Bakker is a senior fellow at the Netherlands Institute for International Relations.
And now you see that one partner that's always been regarded as a country able and willing to deliver is now pulling out completely. That's really a worry to NATO, it's a worry to the United States, and of course it's a worry to a lot of Dutch who think that our image will be negatively influenced by this.
No one thinks the withdrawal of some 2,000 Dutch soldiers will have a major strategic or tactical impact on the war. But there are concerns it could be the first major crack in the coalition. The French have resisted sending more soldiers. The Germans have reluctantly proposed sending just a few hundred more. The Canadians have said they're pulling out of Afghanistan by the end of 2011. Lawmaker Hans Hillen, a leading member of the Dutch Christian Democrats, says he hopes Holland's allies realize the country is caught up in a domestic political fight and will have some sympathy.
It's just the instability of politics. The cabinet could have fallen on a budget problem. Anything would have caused the downfall of this cabinet. I think the most of the real friends in NATO, the United States or Germany or Great Britain, will pity us.
Yet Hillen concedes pity is hardly a foundation for a viable foreign policy. And analysts here worry the Dutch political system is now in turmoil with no strong leadership and no clear way out of the crisis. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Amsterdam.